ملاخیم بر
ملاخ از ذریعه بنا مسیح ملاخی بیام 16 سالش بود وقتی پادشاه شد، 52 سال هم سلطنت کرد یروشلایم و اسم مادرش یخولیاهو میروشلایم و یه از هیاشار به نحشم که خلاش را سامسی
داریم 48 میشه خلاف نکرد
مرتبه رق حبامت دوستارو این باموته همیشه بود مزفرون مخبیر و باموت و یه نگه هشمت ملخ و هی متصورت یا متو که متصورت گرفت و یه شب به ویت خفشید و چی شد به ویت خفشید ببینیم کجاست اونجا ساکن بود و یوتام پسر پادشاه هی بیکم دی جاج به یتر دیوره عزریاه و به خلاش راسته حالا هم کتبیم از دیوره دیوره یامیم لمرخی یهوده و ایشمال عزریاه ایمابوتاب و ایغبرو و تو ایمابوتاب به ایر داوید و ایملوخ یوتام به نو تختاب. So this is the menu for today. So میفهمین گفتیم که اینجا the translation is based on the explanation of Radak's father. Radak پدرش هم چیز بود ربی داوید کیمخی پدرش هم خیلی تعمده خان بوده. Atzur literally gathered in refers to money and other valuables that are hidden. اینه ما نخوندیم قبلا. اینه بدم علامته اینجاست یا اینجاست اینه رو خوندیم؟ رم میگه پس اینجا میگه که وقتی پس مال قبله that Atzur literally gathered in refers to money and other valuables that are hidden for safekeeping and that Azuv means abandoned or left alone referring to livestock which is left in the field. Pas Atzur the Azuv is talking about different types of property. Atzur mesela pul oynak tüganji naz va chizam Azuv am mishe ke hayvanati ke tu hayvana chiz mikaran pul mikaran. As very rebellious because of their poverty and enforced submissiveness to the surrounding marauders, the people so despaired of ever improving their lot that their rebellion against Hashem became even more pronounced than it had been before. In response, he showed them benevolence. چی بود اصلا اینجا جریانش؟ خب حالا یه ها 16 ساله شد
خب بزرگ میشن مردم
هسته
دیگه است نیکن
آره ایت امیزنگ هد گاد نه خب همین چیزی خب میخواستن از ما از چیزی به صلاح از داینستی منت الات هد گاد اکتد ود استریکت ججمنت The kingdom could not have survived, but he was not prepared to let that happen. King David had subjugated the Aramite cities of Damascus and Hamath, but they had subsequently freed themselves. Now Yeroboam restored them to Judah. This was a remarkable display of generosity because Aram was to the north of the ten tribes, and one would have expected Yeroboam to keep it under his own rule. Why Yeroboam? Yeroboam merited this divine smile. موفق شد یعنی به تو یاروانه سو چرا؟ Because of the great respect he showed to Hashem's word. The prophet Amos proclaimed in Hashem's name that the house of Yeroboam would be cut down by the sword. An idolatrous priest named Amaziah maliciously and falsely reported to the king that Amos had said that the king himself would die by the sword and deserved to die as a rebel. Instead of accepting the report, Yeroboam refused to believe it. He said, Hashem, for God forbid, yet don't have gold, that the righteous prophet said this. But even if he did, what can I do to him? He did not speak his own words. It was the Shekhinah that told him so. In this merit, Yeroboam was made the agent to restore Israel's lost conquest in Eliyahu Zutas. یعنی یه چیز اینا چه جج اسمایل عقبش برو خوبه چیز شد چون وقتی نبی گفت چی بگفت گفت خاص خلیل کمچن هرچم همچنی گفته باشه اگه هم گفته باشه هیجرد هشم هشمه قبول کردن این که آدم دین هشم قبول بکنه ایتا بگی من الله The dual monarchy of Azariah and Yotam. Most of the accomplishments of Azariah are given in Divrei HaYamim. This passage tells us only that he was relatively righteous and that he shared authority with his son and successor Yotam. گفتیم 16 سالش بود. This fact cannot be understood literally because as noted in the Fulan, Azariah and Yerovam became kings the same year. Seder Olam explains that Azariah was stricken with Tzara'at in Yerovam's 27th year and therefore his reign is considered to have entered a new phase. Tzara'at is a divinely imposed disease with symptoms similar to leprosy. Sifulan. Although scripture has already reported that Azariah was 16 when he became king, it is repeated here because the narrative of his reign was interrupted with the account of Yerovam's rule. 52 سال سلطنت کرد. This total includes the 15 years that he ruled during his father's lifetime and another 37 years after his father's death. In total, this is the second longest rule of any king, exceeded only by the 52 years of Menashe, the son of Hezekiah. 52 سال. Azariah was much like his father. He emulated Amaziah's good deeds at the beginning of his reign, and again, like his father, failed to move against the Bamot. Bamot Hamash. Amaziah became an idolater in his later years, and Azariah faded as the years went by. Hashem inflicted disease upon the king. Rabbi Tuchiz to Divrei HaYamim explains why Hashem afflicted Azariah with Tzara'at. The king had an unusually successful reign, defeating enemies, building up the army, expanding the economy, and constructing important projects in the kingdom. His success went to his head, and he decided to offer ketoret in the temple. He may have reasoned that since the Davidic kings had been chosen by Hashem, they were equivalent to Kohanim. When the Kohanim told him that he must desist because an Israelite is forbidden to do so, the king became infuriated and insisted on going ahead. Immediately, he was smitten with Tzara'at, clearly a divine punishment, and he remained a Metzora for the rest of his life. Metzora که اصلا داخل بیت امروز شما نتونست بشن. That's it.
کی؟
جناب اسمش چی بود؟ عزریاهو. عزریاهو؟ کی بود اسمش؟ سو و یه شب به بیت خفشید. And he dwelt in a place of asylum, literally a house of freedom. Since a Metzora is isolated from the community and is considered to be like a dead person, Metzora Hashuv Kamed, he is freed from many of the obligations society imposes on people. To symbolize this condition, a house was built for Azariah in a cemetery, a house which was euphemistically called a house of freedom. Alternatively, the king is like a slave to his position and the nation because of his responsibilities to rule, adjudicate disputes and carry out his many duties, whether he likes it or not. Thus, in a sense, the appointment of Yotam as regent made Azariah a free man. The best thing about Olam Haba is coming to that, I don't have to say the Torah. It's freedom. Mamash, it's, you know. Targum Yonatan adds that Azariah had to reside outside of Yerushalayim, since a Metzorah is forbidden to dwell in the holy city. Yotam was appointed over the palace. According to the sages, Azariah became a Metzorah the year Yotam was born. Accordingly, there must have been a regency council that ruled until Yotam became mature enough to assume authority. بسیار پیرترها اینها که کمکشون کردن. Although Yotam was the actual ruler, he did not call himself king, and he issued his ruling in his father's name. پدرش که تاعت داشت. گمارا سوتا سوکاز. I don't remember anything. سوکا. 40 مم هی عمود بید. So Azariah, okay, fine. To the description of his burial site, to the Rahimim, Yeke adds that he was buried Bisteh Kevura, in the burial field. The implication is that because of his tzara'at, he was buried near, but not with his forefathers. Okay? That's right.
یه اسمش که سر نمیشون بزن و بکش و بگر و
همین بعضیشون بودن مثلا کسی مثلا سیزی ها همه لخوا اینا بودن ولی اینجا آویزی وازن اگه بخواد غیر کوهن میخواد قطورت بیاره وازوات بود و بکنه